What? There's two of them? Like a pair of nerds? Nope, more like the pair of nerds. Hey, it's me once again, KevinPairNerds.com, along with my co-host,
Very Angry Rooster.
Angry bird?
Angry bird.
No, what? Angry rooster? More angry like angry bird. Cock. Why are you angry?
Oh, you don't want to know.
No, I do.
Oh, you
do.
Can you handle the tooth? I think that's what he says.
The tooth.
You can't handle the tooth.
Funny. That's hilarious. That's
thank
great.
Thank you. Yeah, I stayed up all night writing
that.
Why
are you angry?
Oh, do you really want to know?
Is it because the guy at the mall?
Oh, the guy at the mall.
Yeah, it's the guy at the mall. We're on podcast 48 now.
Two more to go
to podcast 50. You know what that means? We are going to have absolutely nothing to give away to our listeners. Oh,
sure
yeah.
Sure we do.
What?
We gave it up to that guy right there. Yes, you.
Oh, thank you so much. I really enjoyed this gift.
You're welcome.
Podcast 48. What's on the pop event for this week of podcast 48? We will be talking about news.
Dun, 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 dun.
We are going to be talking about a specific game that you pre-ordered.
Dun, 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 dun,
what
dun,
game
dun.
Is that?
Dragon Age 2.
And you're going to be reviewing it, correct?
Yes.
And Retro Relapse, because that obviously means we didn't have any other topic to talk about. And what game are we going to be talking about today?
I'm trying to think of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So hold on. Before we give it away, let's just say it.
You just said it.
Oh, yeah, I did.
It's the Teenage Mutant... Whatever. Yeah, Ninja Turtles 2, the arcade game. We were playing that last week, testing on a DVD. I forgot to buy DVDs.
Negative DVD rewritable.
I was supposed to buy it at Walmart. I completely forgot about it.
It's okay. You got instead.
Oh, yeah. I bought Bayonetta.
Yay.
Yay. Okay. Now, if you guys have been following Paranerds.com, which I really suggest you should, I wrote part 3 of What Happened to Mortal Kombat. So part 3 is already up. I wrote that last
week. Right. I saw it.
And I want to write part 4, but the thing is I want to play Mortal Kombat vs. DC some more, right? Just kind of understand it.
So you're telling me the next one's going to be Mortal Kombat versus DC?
Well, yeah. I'm going through all the games. It's kind of like a retro
so this perspective. Is foreshadowing the future.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you read the Sonic the Hedgehog What Happened, you know I go through all of them. And I just talk about what
is
happened.
Is that a coincidence?
What? No, that's just the way the formula works. What?
What? So you're a doctor?
What?
Formula?
What?
Formula 51.
We have a new mic, too. Well, I guess it's old. So.
It looks old.
It looks old, but the sound quality is hopefully a little bit better. And, yeah, so for last week, I've been looking for Mortal Kombat versus DC.
But for the past 6 years before that last week, I've been finding them all over the
yes,
place.
Yes, and so have I. I found Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe everywhere. I've seen that thing everywhere,
and
I never wanted
prices.
It. Yeah, good prices, too. Reasonable prices. So last week, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna buy the game because I want to play a nice, simple, fast game. You know, because Red Dead Redemption, I'm still playing that. It's
a long game.
And
but it's a good game.
It's a very good game. By the time it gets... I only have an hour to play, really. So by
that's
the time
like
I get...
loading the game and walking across town.
Exactly. When I go from Mission A to Mission B to Mission Hill, remember that show? It was a good show.
No.
It's already an hour that's gone by, right? So I'm like, all right. I'm not going to do that. So I'm looking for Mortal Kombat DC. I've tried Best Buy Downtown. I've tried the Eden Center, which has a HMV. And it also has an EB Games in there. None of them have it. We tried Future Shop today.
That's right.
Didn't have it.
Tried your good old high-tech friend.
We went to high-tech. They only had the case. They didn't have the fucking game. So I'm like, oh.
Would you be satisfied if you just bought the case?
No, I want the game. So, of course, they had the case, but not the game. So then we went to Duffer Mall.
Yeah.
We went to HMV. They didn't have it. We went to the at EB Games. They didn't have it. They have it for PS3. I know that, but I want it for Xbox.
Why for the Xbox? It's so popular. I'm not asking why do you want it, but it's like, why is there so many PS3 copies?
Because there's a lot of people own 360s. No one owns a PS3, remember? So then after that, we went to Walmart, and because you were...
Oh, I saw at least 4 copies
there.
You were
positive.
I saw like tons of copies of the Orange Box, and there was none. So yeah. Obviously they're going. But I saw tons of Mortal Kombat games there.
And Mortal Kombat DC. So I went there. They didn't have it. And I didn't want to go through all this trip today without coming back empty-handed, right?
That's right.
So fuck it. You saw Bayonetta there for $20. And
I was
going to
get it, but I was like, it's like Devil May Cry.
And yeah,
I just played Devil May Cry.
I haven't played Devil May Cry in a while. And plus, Bayonetta is really hot, and there's a lot of references to old games in the game.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, like...
Oh, I didn't know.
Like on a tombstone with like Dr. Egghead or something, which is Robotnik, whatever.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive. It's made by Sega.
You're HIV positive?
Oh my God.
South Park did it. It's okay. Right?
No,
it's
not okay.
Did it.
So I got Bayonetta. I haven't played it yet, but I have been playing Red Dead Redemption and Kingdom Hearts Recoded. Last night I was playing Portal.
That's right.
I love...
You play for a good 2 minutes.
I beat it again
last
night. So I passed it. I encountered a glitch, but whatever. But I passed... I played Portal again because my brother got the orange box, and now we're playing Team... Or at least trying to play Team Fortress.
I was trying to finish Dragon Age.
But Team Fortress is ready... I've never played... Ever played Team Fortress before, except... yesterday for the first time ever. And it seemed like a fun game. We all had it.
Which we all do. But Nirozan's like, doesn't have the balls to ask for it back.
Dick squad. And now I have an exam on Thursday again, so I'm going to have barely any time to play games. But yes, I've been playing Portal last night, and I'm gone back to Modern Warfare 2 now that I've actually got back. 38 and 6? I did 30. Did we talk about this already? Did I say how much I did?
Yeah.
How good I did?
You did well.
Did I?
Yeah. We spoke yesterday.
But it happened after the podcast, and it happened on Friday when I got 38
and 6. I thought you were talking about yesterday.
No, I meant...
Oh, I'm like, in Black Ops, we did well, but it's like, on average, how often do you kill?
It's usually 17-17 or 10-10. It's always like one or the other. Yeah. But I had 38 and 6. I had two chopper gunners. That's 11 kill streak. Oh, dude, I was like, oh! People online were like, holy man, Leftover 3, Jesus Christ! Like, who's me on Xbox? You want to add me? But yeah, so we've had all that happening.
I tried. I just can't play Modern Warfare.
I can't. That's how
there's
I feel.
No logic to it.
That's how I feel. Battlefield though.
I
gotta give Battlefield a nice little break.
But the thing is, yeah, like we could go in the server. The thing about Battlefield is, you're right. It's long and everything. And when you want to play a quick game, but the mechanics of it is a lot better.
It is. Yeah.
Right. That's the thing I like about it.
The soldiers are like marshmallows.
I know. But the thing about with Modern Warfare, it's like you can't be good. You just need to know the tricks to give you the advantage. And that's so, like, I'm there, you know, walking around, climbing ceilings, hiding behind boxes, and dude from, like, 40 miles away knifes me, or, you know, dude from shotguns away. Does it make sense? Shotguns me away. And it's like...
Shotgun isn't a verb, it's a noun.
It is in my world.
The word would be, some guy shoots me.
With a shotgun.
With a shotgun, yes.
But some guy shotguns me away, and I just...
No, you're doing it again.
Think of it. When we play,
verbing a noun. Don't verb a noun. A verb is a what?
Is an action place or a thing? An action word. Verb is a... No,
verb is an action
A noun
word.
Is a place, Holy. A person, a thing, whatever.
A noun is a person, place, or thing. Oh, what's a pronoun?
I don't know that shit. I really don't care.
Okay, fair enough.
It's describing a noun?
Yes.
So what would you use to describe a noun?
A brown dog.
Okay. But if you brown my pants, that's an action.
What?
You're browning your pants.
You know, blue's a fruit.
But okay, so... But you remember how when you said for me to play with you and your brother and everything, I played.
Or was
like,
that an adjective? Oh, shit.
Now you sound like a huge idiot now if you're wrong.
I don't remember.
Well, we played, and it's like, I haven't played in months. I get in, it's like, 1 in 30. I'm like, oh, that's nice. You know what? Grenade launcher, 49 and 2.
Yeah.
You were pissed.
I know. Modern Warfare is the only game that boils my shit. That and Marvel vs. Capcom 2 are the only two games that makes me want to... I don't know.
Marvel's Capcom 2?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, sorry. I was picturing Ultimate Alliance. I'm like, what?
No, Marvel's Capcom.
Want that game?
I've been looking for that, too, and I can't find it. I found it today, but $40? Get out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I forgot to say, I went to ANC Games in Toronto.
Yep.
And I went by there, and they had Mortal Kombat...
Collector's Edition.
Collector's Edition for $40, which is really good.
ANC? Everyone's going right there.
ANC Games Online. Check them out. They actually have a lot of games there, and the people that are actually... Like, they're not dicks. Like,
they're us. We work there.
Yeah, they're not like EB gay guys.
EB gays?
EB guys. They're just regular guys who actually know what they're talking. I walked in, and they were playing the Ninja Turtles song from Ninja Turtles 2, the one in the burning building.
They have a good taste of music.
Yeah, so I was like, and I walked there, and I'm like, oh, this song brings me back. And they're like, what game? I'm like, Ninja Turtles. They're like, good.
And then
they switched the song, and I was like, that's a boss battle. I fucking know this shit, man. I love that music.
Yeah, it's always good to go to a place where they know what they're talking about.
Everybody knows your name?
Yeah. I got kicked out for getting into a bar fight.
Damn it, Woody. What else were they going to say? Oh, yeah. I ordered, I'm going to have my credibility kind of thrown down here. But I ordered some stuff off a website, and I'm going to get my
40-inch dildo? Me too, buddy.
Yes. Wii Laser.
See-through? Hell yeah.
I don't want to... Okay, it goes in the dark.
Yeah, I know.
I got a Wii laser module.
Actually, come to think of it, that's kind of gross.
Like glow in the dark?
No, because I was going to say, mine's see-through, so if you want, you can look right through it. But do you really want to see up someone's butt?
You stick it in your butt? Dude, that's only for oral sex, man.
Oh, no
that's
wonder
pretend,
I...
pretend, like... Oh. Yeah, man.
No wonder I walk weird afterwards.
You're supposed to take it out after, too, man. So, what was I going to say? Yeah, so I ordered the Wii laser module. Like the little...
Your Wii is broken.
My Wii's broken, so I'm going to hopefully fix it. And I got something else from my DS.
Stylus.
No. No, I already have this thing.
What was that you were getting? Headsets?
No. I got the R4.
Oh, did
cartridge.
You?
I have it. You know why?
Why?
So I can play New Super Mario Bros. 3. And I am playing New Super Mario Bros. 3. And you know what? It's a fucking hard game. It's so much fun, though. And it makes me want. It gives me a reason to play New Super Mario Brothers again.
Which you own.
Yes. So, again, I have a collection of DS games, guys. Sit down.
What if they're standing at work? Can they sit down?
Yes.
Standing is part of your job.
No, I have an R4 now for my DS so I can play New Super Mario Brothers, or New Super Mario Bros. 3, because it's a great game. And you know what? I probably will use it for emulation of Sega Genesis and Nintendo games. Probably not DS games, because, again, I like owning a collection. It's the same reason why I
own a Sega Genesis.
Huh?
Do you still have your Sega Genesis?
I do. It's in a box in the closet. But not only that, but I mean, like, I own an Xbox 360 and a PS3. I could easily mod those things too, but I'm the kind of guy who likes to own a collection. So, whatever.
You should take a picture of your bookshelf.
I should.
It's not really a bookshelf. It's more of a game shelf.
Yeah, so I have an R4 to play New Super Mario Bros. 3, and it is fucking awesome. Remember we were talking about this so long ago in the podcast?
Yeah.
So I have it now, and yes, the game is a lot of fun, and it's really, really hard. I'll let you play it after. It's really, sure. really hard. Also, this is random too, but do you remember the show Titus?
Yeah.
It's coming back.
I know. You told me this like last... Oh, are they?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, bye. Yes, the show Titus. I don't know if people remember the show Titus used to give on Fox. It was a great show. I own all 3 seasons, and they're coming back. It Yay. Takes place 8 years after, and his dad's dead, just like it is in real life, and he's divorced, too. So I'm looking forward to that show. I have no idea when it's coming back.
Well, we'll see how it does.
I am looking forward to that and something else, and I can't remember right now. Ooh, right. The earthquake in Japan.
Oh, I don't think the earthquake's their biggest concern.
Now there's a nuclear thing, right?
Yeah, if that thing blows, it's supposed to be the largest nuclear disaster.
Oh, fuck, that sucks.
That does suck. Right, and the funny thing is, it's not funny, but it's like, they turned off the reactors. So they're like, all right, it's off. Why is it still getting hot? Why is it still getting hot?
Wow.
And they were supposed to use the water to cool it down, but that all fucked up and broke, so now they can't pump water to cool it down, so they're trying to use the ocean's water.
The seawater
to cool it down, but it's like, it's gonna go all the
Wow.
So they evacuated everywhere. It's gonna be pretty bad.
That sucks.
Catch it live on YouTube.
And this is a downer podcast.
What is it?
Also, In Control 88 doesn't have a rant for us this week, too.
Oh, come on!
So it's even more of a downer.
And my Dragon Age review is not gonna be that good.
Oh, come on!
Like, it's kind of a downer. But we'll let you know more later.
This is a sad podcast.
And I'm angry.
Oh, yeah. Before we go on a break, what happened today?
Some guy touched me.
No, seriously. Go on here. Come on.
Okay, so we walked towards Walmart to go pick up your Marvel vs.
Mortal Kombat 2, versus DC.
That game. The game that we want.
Yes.
And we noticed that some weird dude. What kind of background would you say he is?
Russian. Well, not about the guy. What was the product? First, talk about the product.
Hold on. I don't like this guy.
All right.
Some Russian guy.
Was he like Niko Bellic?
Somewhat.
Or was he like, cousin? No, I do a terrible accent.
Both. So we walk by this guy, and he's advertising. He's showing this, like, Asian dude how to, like, you know, how this product works. And it's a magic bracelet. Now, it actually runs on magic.
Yeah.
I think it's in Dragon Age
2. Every little thing she does is magic.
So I don't know what it's called. It's like the balance bracelet power vibrator 3000, yeah. Whatever. Mm-hmm. So supposedly what it's supposed to do. Is it's supposed to, originally when I saw it, it was supposed to help you improve your balance. But now it's a magic again, like I said. So it cures everything. Except everything you listed.
Yeah.
Right? So we come back from Walmart.
So this bracelet is apparently good for your blood. And
everything, apparently.
It makes you balance. A bracelet. And
it's a bracelet. It has holographic imaging of the company's logo.
Yeah.
Fuck, the logo
is
the magic.
I wish we knew what the company's name was.
We'll figure it out.
Something extreme.
So when we're walking back from Walmart, and on the way to Walmart, I was telling you it's all a scam, and I was explaining to you, I even showed you 4 feet away from it, how it worked, and it worked, and I showed you, and I did it correctly. So when on the way back, so the guy is, you know, reaching out with his arm, he's like, you guys want to try? And I'm like, no,
well,
no,
I
no.
wanted to see the beef fair. I did walk towards
and
him.
I said,
wanted to see the product.
I said, no, thank you. He's like, oh, do you guys want to try? And I'm like, no, thank you. I know about it. And he automatically, a cockiness with the success of this business, goes, how many would you like to buy then? I'm like, none, because it's a giant scam. How is it?
I was surprised you said that, to be honest.
It is a giant scam.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Right? Clearly. And he tries to insist on showing me. So he's like, okay, you extend your arms side to side.
So the thing is, you stand on one foot and you stick out your arms like Jesus on the cross, right?
No, you do it like the crane.
Like, okay, style, like the Karate crane. Kid crane style. Yeah.
So you're supposed to put...
But your arms are straight, not bent.
Yeah, you're supposed to extend your arms, like, you know, so it's horizontal, and then it only bend up one leg, so it puts you off. So any touch, movement left or right will throw you off balance. Okay, that makes sense. Now, what this bracelet's supposed to do is, by putting it on, it restores your energy. And, you know, all of a sudden, when he pushes on the same you know, area, you don't tip over anymore.
Because the bracelet's on you,
because the bracelet's magic.
Yes.
And I knew it was a big scam because I actually saw it on TV not too long ago.
Well, I don't I could tell you right away it's a scam.
Some scientist dude was explaining, some doctor, some physician, whatever, the magic dude explained how the magic worked. And it's not magical. So, as the guy was trying to make me a believer, even though I know it's a scam, and I told him to his face, he's trying to show me, and he's like, see how you tip over? I'm like, yeah, I get that. And he goes, now put on the bracelet. I didn't even say yes, so he puts it on, like, no problem. So, I'm extending my arms, and he's like, see how I push so hard? And I'm explaining to him, I'm like, see how you're pushing so hard towards me? Yeah, that's why I'm not falling. He's like, no, it's magic. I'm like, okay, yeah, magic shit. No, he didn't.
Okay.
But he's like, no, it's balance, whatever. I'm like, look. I'm like, I'll get Kevin over here. Kevin, get over here.
I was on the other side reading the goddamn pamphlet.
I'm like, can I show my friend? Please let me show my friend. I'll show you how it's done on my friend. So I call Kevin over, and I had this whole setup in my mind how it's going to work out. So I show Kevin, and Kevin tipped a little bit, right? It wasn't like off balance like I was. And then he's like, no, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm like, what do you mean I'm doing it wrong? He's supposed to make him fall. He's falling. So he cut me off to show how it's properly done. So he insists on showing you. And
with one finger.
With one finger, and you resisted like a horse. I don't know if you're supposed to resist.
I was, like, sweating. So
yeah, so you resisted, and you barely budged.
I'm a Maya.
Yeah, so he tries with his arm, his hand. And I go, oh, I see why he's not tipping over, because he has a bracelet. And the guy's feeling you up down, left, right, yeah, behind your ass,
really,
and everything.
Weird.
He was touching. He's like, oh, no, he doesn't have a bracelet. And after, I'm like, huh. He goes, well, some people are stronger than others. Some are weak. So, first of all, he's calling me weak.
Yeah,
so, I spit on
him
when he's not. Okay, yeah, but still, you don't say that.
Yeah, go on.
And then he goes, he's like, he has very strong buttocks. You didn't hear that.
I didn't hear that far.
He has very strong buttocks.
I have no ass. Like,
well, apparently you do.
I'm like Hank Hill. I sit on my spine. I have no ass.
He says
my ass sweats the most, so it loses the most weight.
And the funny thing is, I have a great ass.
You do have a nice ass.
I have a very nice,
it's really lemony.
It's very round.
It's like two apples.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
I'm an apple bottom team. I'd fuck it too.
Yes.
I'd done. Oh, no kidding.
You'd fuck
so,
yourself.
That's right. So I have a nice ass. So for him to say, it's like, okay, first of all, you're wrong. So and then he's like, do you know how it works?
Dude, I'm a box. My back and my ass just kind of connects
true.
Together.
You were reading everything this bracelet says, cures all ailments and all this stuff. So so he's trying to explain how it works and energy and everything. So you ask him, I'm a smoker. Will it clear my lungs?
Well, I was asking stupid questions.
Yeah,
on purpose.
Like, no. And after so you're like, what does it? It's like, if you have cell phone, you know, the radiation, blah, blah, blah. And so I lie. I have a cell phone. Hopefully he's not listening. I knew it. So I said, I don't have a cell phone. Oh, please, you don't have a cell phone? And Kevin's like, no, he doesn't have a cell phone. I'm like, I don't have a cell phone. Oh, but you're around people who have cell phone. No, not really. I'm at home. I never leave. Do you have a microwave? Yeah. But my mom cooks for me, so I don't even go near my microwave. Oh, does your friend have a cell phone? Yeah, he does. You're around him all the time. I only see him once a week for 10 minutes. That's enough to get you. Oh, really? 10 minutes of hanging around with you is enough radiation
to kill
me.
Keep in mind that he also said that I have better balance because I'm more equipped.
Oh, yeah. No.
I told him I'm a smoker and I eat.
Yeah, so you're telling me, I'm like, I don't have a cell phone. I don't go near microwaves. I don't drink. I don't do drugs. I don't do anything. I'm as healthy as a horse and I have bad balance.
And then he laughed at you.
And then I'm like, he does all this. He smokes, he drinks, he does drugs, he does all this stuff. I don't know drugs now, none of my business. But then he goes, well, your friend here, he is the body of
not
a body.
He said, he looked at me and he said,
The last time I saw
someone this fit, and I'm already thinking fucking pro wrestler, hockey player, football player, he's like,
the last person who was fit, who was able to resist, was a gay dancer. Even though, I don't know, apparently...
I don't know why that tickled me so much.
You have to understand, like, gay dancers are better than regular dancers.
I don't know why he had to say gay dance.
I don't know.
I was like, wait, are you trying to
insult me? And I look at him, I punch him, and I say, it's a compliment. He's like, yeah, it's a very good compliment. Gay dancer.
Yeah, I'm like, what? I don't know why that tickles me so much. It's just so...
I don't know, so...
I tried to play it, like, calmly, like, okay.
I was very... I like, you're as physically fit as a gay dancer.
I'm like... So, wait, is this your way of trying to make fun of me, or are you actually saying I'm as fit as a... Because gay dancers, I assume, are really fit. Like,
oh, I don't know.
Have you watched...
so you think you can dance?
Yeah, a lot of those gay dancers have, like, a 12-pack, man. They
I
are
know,
fit. I'm assuming they're gay.
They are better than regular dancers, right?
Apparently.
Gay dancers are...
Billy Elliot, man? It's a story about a boy.
That's right. So it's like... So it was just... I was so pissed off. If we didn't have to run back home and do this podcast, I would sit there for the next hour. I was trying to fucking explain it, how it works. I gotta find out what that bracelet is.
That's why I asked him stupid questions. Like, so I'm a smoker. Does it clear my lungs?
No. Oh, also, wait. It's only 40%.
40%.
40%.
So it could or could not work.
Yeah, it depends on the person. Some people are weak. You're a gay dancer. You have a great buttocks. So it won't work on you.
Maybe he was hitting on me.
Actually, maybe.
It's a beard.
I'm just a bit... I shaved, so.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. So that was our adventure.
Oh, I was pissed.
I know you were.
Oh, I was angry. Oh, I want to go back. I want to go back. Hopefully it's another guy so I can start a new argument. Because I don't want to make the same argument with the same
guy.
But
we barely had any time. We'll go back. And I wish I could find his product. It's like a bracelet.
It's a cheap bracelet. It's one of those, like, you know those bracelets that said Love and Peace and Pope John II? Yeah. It's like that bracelet, except there's a medallion on it. Not a medallion, it's a hologram. Jurassic Park.
It looks like it was like a sticker that goes in a baseball cap.
That's what it is. That's what it pretty much is. But it's magic. It's a magic sticker.
Oh, man. Just like religion. Oh, satire.
So that just pissed me off, the fact that he wasn't open-minded. That doesn't work. It's a scam. There's a big documentary about it. Read a newspaper. That has nothing to do with the movie. But just read a newspaper. It's kind of fun. That's why I'm angry.
All right. So up next, you good? You're all...
For now.
For now, it's okay. You can bitch all throughout. Up next, we'll be talking about...
news. What's coming out this week?
Oh, fuck my ass and call me worship.
I don't know. Well, he did say you have a pretty good buttock, so I'll fuck your ass.
Wow,
I'll give it a shot.
Forgot about your releases. My
it's okay.
God.
See, I'm angry. Oh, Portal 2. I'm angry, but I'm on top of the ball.
Yes, I'm not going to lie. I have a little bit of a headache. Because I smoked a lot today. What the hell is it? There it is. New releases. All right. So new releases for this week, March 13, 2011.
Let's not save anything for next. Homefront for the PS3 and PC and the Xbox 360.
You want to save it.
No, I don't want to save. No saving. No, like, going through the list. Just go down, down, lamb, 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 lamb.
Why? Let's be cool. Let's be cool.
All right.
So Homefront for PS3,
PC, great. You just ruined it. I thought we were saving it.
You just said it. We're going to save the other two. Are you going to get Homefront?
No. Remember we talked about last podcast? It's the one that has 5-hour gameplay.
Oh, yeah. Shogun 2 Total War.
Okay.
God's Eater Burst. That's an awkward name.
Eater Burst.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
God's Eater Burst? Is the hand successor of the PSP hit God Eater? Okay, God Eater is fine. It's a guy who eats gods.
Yeah.
Whatever.
God's Eater Burst. Shouldn't there be an apostrophe there? Because it's God's Eater? Oh, is it God's Eater Burst?
Maybe God is his name. God Eater. Burst.
No, if God was his name, there'd be an apostrophe saying that the Eaterverse is his property. God's. Like
Eater.
Nintendo's Wii. It's not Nintendo without an apostrophe. It's Nintendo's.
God's Eater.
Wait, no, I'm wrong.
Burst.
God's Eater.
Yakuza 4 for the PS3.
Yakuza 4 for PS3. That's finally out. A lot of people have been going crazy about that. Top Spin 4 is ready. Oh, shouldn't have asked for that copy. Top Spin 4 PS3. Yeah, Nintendo Wii and Xbox 360. You like Top Spin, right?
No.
Cool. Warriors, Legend of Troy for the PS3.
Meh.
Plants vs. Zombies, DSiWare? Why? The game's already out.
What's a DSiWare? Is that supposed to be like the Nintendo
Wear?
Virtual console, whatever?
Or DS.
The DSi.
Yeah.
They have their own, like, virtual wear?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
But Plants vs. Zombies is already a game for the
DS. When I saw this photo, I thought, my God, this is going to be a part two!
I wish. Full House Poker for the
Which
Xbox
is already
Arcade.
Out. I'm not a gambling man.
Artanalico Coconel of Ars... Wow. Wow, guys. God's Eater.
Come on, learn how to read.
Go ahead.
Jicandia, the Timeless Latin.
Oh, my God. PSP and PS3. Halo Reach, Defiant Map Pack.
I'm not a Halo Reach fan, but a lot of people are.
Sega Genesis Classic Collection Gold Edition.
Don't buy it.
Whoa.
No, don't buy it. You want to buy? Here, I'll name the first 39 games. Sonic, and Sonic. Do you own those games? Any of those Sonic games?
Whoa.
You own them all.
Whoa.
Don't buy it.
I got to see what games are on that one. There's
40 of
them. Uprising. The other one had 40 on it. Is this different game?
Sonic.
Moto GP 10-11, one or the other. PS3, Xbox
10-11. Would that be November 11th? November 2011?
Oh.
No, October. October 2011.
Mm, October, November. Fit in Six for Nintendo Wii and PS3. So the two big games are, I guess,
Homefront
Yakuza
and I guess
4.
God's Eater.
God's Eater Burst. Up next, we're going to be talking about news.
You promised me this was going to be a short podcast.
It's going to be a short podcast. Up next, news. Hey, we're back. So we're looking up the Sega Genesis Classic Gold Collection here. And it has games like Golden Axe, Altered Peace, Comic Zone, Echo the Dolphin, Gain Ground, which is new. Shinobi 3, which is there. Vector Man, Sonic the Hedgehog, Crackdown, which wasn't there before. Space Hero 2, which wasn't also on the...
Now Volume 2.
Volume 2, Echo Jr. Mm-hmm. Who cares about those games? Kid Chameleon, obviously, Sonic the Hedgehog 2. Volume 3 has Virtual Fighter 2, which the other one did not have. Basically, it's the same games except for Volume 4, which has Toe Jam and Earl.
I'm like, what's going on?
All the other games are the same. Toe Jam and Earl.
Even Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine?
Yeah, it's on every... It's like machine. Columns, like Tetris kind of thing, with like Dr. Robotnik's face on it. Anyways, Toe Jam and Earl and Toe Jam and Earl in Panic on Funkatron. So far, this thing's only for PC. So...
For now.
Wait until this thing comes out for the 360. If you don't already own the collection, buy this, because this one comes with Toe Jam and Earl.
Ignore that last collection you were saying.
Wait a minute. If Toe Jam and Earl is being released on a disc, that means, hopefully, Toe Jam and Earl will be released on 360 Arcade.
Oh.
And if it is...
For now.
If it is, will you buy it?
Of course.
I'll buy it, and we'll watch it not be fucking online play.
Okay, maybe I'll look for it. Yeah. But if it's not online, like, as much as I love the game, I don't really...
Inkatroid Idiot's talking to us on Facebook right now. He asked us, how did the cast go?
We're live now. Asshole. Kidding.
Alright, so...
Dun,
you have to say the word.
I don't know.
News, man.
Oh, news.
News!
Dun.
Alright, so, this one's a sad one. Canceled and delayed games after Japan earthquake.
I knew they were going to do this. I hope they don't mess with my TV shows.
These publishers include Square Enix, Konami, which Hideo Kojima actually tweeted that he's okay. Although I had to translate it.
I am not okay.
Square Enix,
he's okay.
Konami, Sony, Sega, Capcom, and IRM, who either have announced game cancellations, delays, or service outstays inside and outside of Japan. Final Fantasy Online games, as well as Play Online services, will be offline at least for a week.
The Japanese kids are hanging themselves.
Square Enix apologized for the inconvenience, and you don't have to...
They don't have to apologize.
I know, dude.
A lot of our people are dying.
Yeah,
you know,
this is definitely... No, you know what? When it comes to shit like this, it's something that you don't have to... Like, it's an earthquake, dude. It life first, man. Hobbies later. So, yeah. Konami shut down Metal Gear Online until further notice.
To conserve energy in Japan.
So, yeah, I mean... Man, that's a downer. Yeah.
Cheer up.
Yeah.
Man.
In control rollback. Oh, shit. Sorry. Don't be my fault. You will hear this
tomorrow.
Later. Smile.
Hey, actually, the smile?
Yeah, it smiles. That's Facebook chat for you.
All right. Cancel. Wait, we did that already.
Wait, I wrote an exclamation marks. That's not yelling.
That's totally yelling.
Yeah, I probably... You'll hear this tomorrow.
There's a smiley face, so it's all good.
Happier news. BioWare employee caught reviewing Dragon Age 2. Whoops.
What do you mean?
So there was an employer at BioWare who pretended not to be an employer at BioWare.
Okay.
So he reviewed the game, and naturally, he was praising the game, basically.
Okay, but BioWare was not was not aware that his staff was doing this?
They became aware. Okay. No, they took it down. But, you know, people online, they take snapshots of these things, right? So Reddit, I don't know if you ever used Reddit, user Gatto Fiasco was browsing the user reviews for Dragon Age 2 until something strange caught his eye. The top user review by Avanost was closer to an ad than a review. Here's a quote from the review already taken down. And I quote, "The immersion and combat of this game are unmatched. A truly moving and fun epic. Anything negative you'll see about this game is an overreaction of personal preferences. For what it is flawless executed and endlessly entertaining." Nothing is flawlessly executed. Nothing.
No.
That's why some games get tense. For me, anyways. But nothing's ever perfect. There's always shit. Portal! I had a glitch on Portal. I fucking love Portal.
Glitches happen. No, now Angry Rooster back on!
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot to say about Dragon Age 2, and it's nothing close to what he said about this review.
Yeah, so adding to the suspicion, Avanos has only reviewed one game, and that's Dragon Age 2. And Gatto Fiasco continued down the Google hole and eventually found that the reviewer works for EA BioWare as an engineer.
What if he does reviewing as a part-timer? Like, what if he does reviewing as a hobby? Why can't he be a reviewer?
What?
Well, like, he works at BioWare. Get that.
Well,
that.
It's the same
what
reason...
What if he's done... Now he's done work. He's like, fuck, I hate that place. Now I'm going to play Dragon Age 2. man, this game, the immersion and combat of this game are unmatched. Like, what if he honestly feels that way? Unlikely.
No, but no, it's still, if he does, it's the same way as, like, me at my work. I cannot buy myself lottery tickets.
Why not?
Because I might be cheating somehow, even though it's, like, impossible to cheat. But that's just the way it is.
So how do you buy your lottery tickets?
I go to a different store.
That's an
inconvenience. I can't even check my fucking lottery tickets in my own store.
Really?
Yeah. Because if I scan and it says, gang, y'all, $50,000. And they're like, you fucked up the system somehow because you're there all day.
You are a hacker.
I am a hacker. It's what I do best. So, we'll get to your Dragon Age review after this. Using piracy devices could break your Nintendo 3DS, which is cool because I have a piracy device on my Nintendo DS. Okay,
the 3DS isn't even out yet and they're already bricking? But I would actually like to know about this.
What do you mean?
Well, I would like to know about this topic. Enlighten me.
What are we talking about, though?
The 3DS being brick if you try
Nintendo's your... now making it clear here in Japan that they'll disable any 3DS with illegal games on it. Call it a remote bricking. So if you have a Nintendo 3DS and you already have a game that's on it without having, like, I don't know how these things work.
I guess if they detect that it's not the same, kind of like how the Xbox does it.
Yeah.
They check the...
Whatever
the
it is.
The game is burnt. Whatever.
Yeah. They will brick it.
Automatically brick it.
Yeah. They will call it a remote bricking.
Which kind of sucks, because what if the game was legit? It's just some sort of glitch.
A system update could easily shut down your 3DS down. And the 3DS, it's always on wireless ability, making fun things like Street Pass possible, but giving Nintendo watching you game. So basically,
if you put an R4 or other privacy devices on it,
yeah,
it'll know.
If I get a 3DS, like, again, I don't mod anything except for I have an R4 now, but that's for me tomorrow, whatever. If I do get a 3DS, I'm not gonna mod it again because I don't know how long these files are gonna be, and I don't want to risk doing it. I don't like
20 years from now.
I've broke my systems many times, so I don't want to be doing it because of stupid reasons like piracy.
Yeah, but we know it's gonna, like, come on. Nintendo is supposed to be the top line anti-piracy. Come on. Mm-hmm. People will get around it.
We've said this before and we'll say it again. There's always a way around piracy.
For the Nintendo Wii.
Or whatever.
How do you get around it? You don't update your system.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Nintendo DS. It's always on wireless. Okay, I'm pretty sure there's a way to get off of wireless. Especially if you're playing in an environment that doesn't have wireless.
But the thing
wireless.
Is, though, it automatically updates, I believe.
Okay,
the wireless
well,
is always on.
Let's say there's an R7 mm-hmm. that you plug into this that disables automatic updates.
Well, yeah, until that happens.
You know, I'm pretty sure that the game's not even released. Give the Americans an opportunity to crack it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's always going to be a way around piracy. It's always going to happen.
But here's their biggest mistake. They are announcing it.
Yeah.
They are saying it automatically, it remotes, whatever. They are saying it automatically up. They're giving all these tricks. What I would have done as Nintendo, I would have not said anything. So then when there's people attempting to brick it, and then it gets bricked, they're like, shit, I didn't know this would happen.
Yeah.
Then you get many, many people that way. And actually, what I would do if I was Nintendo, set up a YouTube video how to like hack your Nintendo 3DS. Tricking all those people so they fall for your trap and then you make more money.
Well, the 3DS actually logs every single thing you do, even beyond what games you're playing. You can actually go into your history and see how many steps you took on each day.
That's crazy.
So, a system that knows every step you've taken, and I don't think piracy is going to be that easy on a system like this.
Oh, yeah. Really?
There's always... We'll see. The PS3 at one point...
was on jailbreak.
Yeah, because I put all our podcasts back on iTunes, so every podcast is back up there of ours.
Okay.
Every 48 podcast is up there now. 40 fucking 8. That's
two more
a lot.
To go.
That's, oh my god, that's a lot. Yeah, so there's... So
for
I was
years, listening. Surprising.
When I was going
so
back
many.
To it, when I was going back to it, and just like listening to some of it, make sure it was working. We were talking about the PS3 jailbreak and how we're like it said that it was unhackable.
Yeah.
And like 3 weeks later, the PS3 is now hackable.
Well, no, the PS3 did an amazing job keeping it so people don't crack it because from when it was just recent, within a year, not necessarily this year, within 365 days, that's when it's been cracked. But the PS3's been out for years.
Yeah.
So they managed to go years without being cracked. I would say that's quite impressive.
Yeah. And the 3DS, I mean, it's going to happen. It is going to happen.
From Nintendo, come on.
Yeah. Speaking of
I'm
Nintendo...
I'm going to buy a 3DS just to hack it.
I want a 3DS.
I failed.
Speaking of Nintendo, Nintendo Wii reaches how many sales?
35 million.
It earns new record.
Nice.
Yeah, so...
The Wii still is the number one selling system.
It's still
selling. Today,
yep.
The number one system.
Nintendo has just announced that lifetime sales of the Wii in the U.S. have reached 35 million units over the past 52 months, which is the fastest any console has reached that milestone.
That's
Holy
nice.
Fuck, that's... Slow clap. Huh? Good job, Nintendo. I'm glad you guys are still in there. Woo! I think I just stopped a person running outside. Mortal Kombat, you know how I'm looking for this Mortal Kombat? I'm looking so forward to the Mortal Kombat reboot. Me too. And I'm gonna look, and I'm gonna buy the joystick and the special edition.
I don't know if I'm going that far.
I am. I want that joystick. I will not play Mortal Kombat with a fucking controller like Xbox. I will need.
But what happens that you find out you play better on a controller than on the joystick?
Fucking who cares? I have a fucking joystick at home. I can play any other. Hopefully, I can play any other game. You know, cool. No, would be.
Oh yeah.
Play Scott Pilgrim using the arcade cabinet. Oh my god. Ah,
that
so
would.
Cool.
That is cool.
But you know how Mortal Kombat's really really bloody, right?
And violent.
And you know how Australia is a little bit of a pussy that way? Where they banned every fucking game. They banned They banned Manhunt. They took away a lot of the gore in Left 4 Dead 2. A lot of the gore was removed from it.
So what the hell did they eat? Grains.
Grains. What was that from? Oh, that was from Dead Rising.
Dead Rising
2. Mortal Kombat Reboot will remain banned in Australia. So...
So you know that Zero Punctuation is going to have... Not be able to review this.
Yeah, yeah.
Poor guy. Should we send him our copy? Well, wait, that means it's banned. It won't be able to get through, would it?
It would.
It would. So yeah. If I sent him the package.
Yeah.
Well, fuck it. I don't have a spending since
the Australian Classification Board has decided to stick by its refused classification rating for the upcoming Mortal Kombat Reboot, quashing Warner Brothers. Interactive Entertainment led its appeal and putting an end to the hopes and dreams of Mortal Kombat fans down under. So,
get it down under?
I like to go down under. Sorry guys in Australia, that really fucking sucks.
Well, just listen to our podcast and we'll tell you all about
it. You can hear us play. So, Bartman. Bartman. Sorry, I had the album, Simpsons Sing the Blues.
Oh, I know.
Batman. It's because the word Arkham. Batman Arkham City can be finished in, I don't know, what did you say?
8 hours.
That sounds about right. Batman Arkham City's marketing manager Dax Ginn has told GamerZines, which is the website we're getting
from. You somewhat miss a little bit of a, unless it's going to say in the next sentence, but it says here, 8-hour length reveal for Batman sequel, but developer expects average player to take 3 times that.
Yeah.
So it's not. So you're looking at the guy who made the game, basically, and knows how to play. Is that what the next sentence is?
I
feel really bad if that's the next
sentence. I wasn't done reading.
But is that the next sentence?
That the game can be completed in about 8 hours if players stick to the core narrative path. So without doing all the other side quests and just sticking to the main path, it's 8 hours.
But the average player will take 3 times. Well, I just... Sorry, okay?
Yeah, I'm in the middle of reading a sentence and you're all like, eh, ooh, eh, look at me.
I spotted something.
I get it.
I just thought I'd take initiative.
It's fine. No, your initiative is the wrong initiative.
Okay, I'm
that's
sorry.
Not initiative. That's right. Taking my thunder, you took it. You took my thunder. Give my thunder back.
You can have my lightning.
Very, very frightening. No, queen.
Galileo!
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 There
we go! Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia! Sorry, I love Queen. Arkham City can be finished in 8 hours. That's a fucking good game.
Oh, yeah.
Homefront? 5 hours? Really? Why?
It better be 5 of the best hours ever.
It better be, like, I don't know, something. You like the game Shadow Complex, right?
No, but yes.
Did you?
No, I don't know. I never played that game.
That's really fucking awesome.
Okay, yes, I do.
I really enjoyed Shadow Complex. I was thinking about playing it again yesterday, but then again, it's a long game and I only have an hour to play.
Is that the arcade game?
Yes.
All right.
It's basically like Metroid and kind of, not really. Shadow Complex on Xbox Live Arcade was a big win for Chair Entertainment, which created the game. And as a Zero Shock, yada, yada, yada. So, Shadow Complex isn't a question of if, it's a question of when, said Mustard in a chat with Eurogamer. So, basically what I'm saying here is that Shadow Complex might be coming out to iPads?
No.
Huh?
It says at the top, no, but not for iPads.
Oh.
Touch screen controls won't work, says creative director.
All right,
I would have read it, but I would have stole your thunder.
No, but you were correcting me is what you're doing. So, Shadow Complex sequel will be coming out, but not for the iPad. So all your iPad users...
Do some work on that damn thing. If you want to play games, get something that
Dead Space games. 2 or Dead Space on the iPhone was really
good. Was a bit awkward. Like, the controls were okay.
Yeah.
But, like, wouldn't it have been better if you played that on a PSP if it came out?
Yes, definitely.
There you go.
Definitely would have been better.
The iPhone is not meant to play games. It's meant to make phone calls, schedule datas, and, you know, alter your voice with a kitty cat.
That is true. Up next, we will be talking about Dragon Age review, right?
Yeah.
You're going to steal the mic again, and it's going to be all you, baby.
It's my mic. I don't have to necessarily steal it.
Well, it's mine now.
Oh, sure.
Oh, thank you. So it's my mic now.
I guess.
All right, then.
Are you telling me or asking me?
You want to watch me play Bayonetta after?
Yeah.
Cool.
Or we play Plants vs. Zombies for a little bit first. And we could eat delicious ribs that you made.
Oh, fucking A. We'll do that.
Your ribs.
All right. Up next, Dragon Age 2 review.
Yay.
As producer of the Perinerds podcast, not really, I am Brown Bear, and I approve.
Desperado. All right, we're back. Just a mic, so it's bringing it to you. So we're back, and
See you next week.
We did that last time too, and it wasn't. And it wasn't funny then. It's not funny now.
9, 14, and 32
I was thinking about doing like a little clip show for our podcast. 50.
Of all our failures.
Well, that's the thing. Might as well just have all the shows there because they're nothing but failures. High five! Hey.
Yeah.
All right, that was a good high five.
That would be like a 70-hour show.
Yeah, yeah. I can only hear myself for so long. All right, so we're back, and now we're going to be talking about.
Pokemon,
gotta catch him.
Black and silver and gold.
Just me and you. Some things are destiny. Choose me and choose you. Pokemon, gotta catch him.
Oh, man.
All right.
Try again. Hit this note.
All right. So Dragon Age. Fuck.
Two.
We're fucked.
Dragon Age 2.
All right. So you pre-ordered Dragon Age 2 last week, correct?
Was it last week?
Or a week before that. You pre-ordered it. You got it last week.
Yeah, I did.
And you've had a game.
I was there. I don't know if I can say this online, but I don't think my boss is listening. I had to call in late. I didn't call in sick. I called in late for work.
Wow.
I waited there at Best Buy 10 o'clock. Oh. There was tons of people there. Turns out 90% of them were the employees, but it's okay. I was the first there.
So you picked it up last week, so you've had a whole week to play Dragon Age, correct?
Somewhat, give or take, you know, girlfriend responsibility or my second job. I love you, babe. Please don't leave me. But I did have a lot of time to play.
Yeah, you even chose to play that over playing with me last night. I'm just saying.
Well, you're like, hey, tomorrow we're going to talk about Dragon Age 2. You ready? And I'm like, I just started the game.
Oh, yeah, shit. You've been playing a game for a while.
I know. I know. But you know what? I'm like, I spent like 6 days trying to figure out how to play the game.
Fair enough. Yeah, all right, so let's start the review. So tell me what you think about it.
It stinks.
Really?
No, isn't that the critic?
The critic, yeah.
Actually, it stinks.
Really?
It wasn't as good as that guy that worked at BioWare said it. I was not in Mintz, in Hearst, in Sequences. Come on, you usually correct my English here. I don't know what the fuck you're saying.
I don't know what you're trying to say.
I don't know. Fill in the blank.
What was the sentence?
Add a verb in this sentence.
Action. Fight, punch, smell, taste. What?
Is taste an action?
Huh. It could be.
Tasting would be the action.
That would be the adverb.
Taste.
Proverb. It's plural, so it's even more powerful.
All right, we got Dragon Age 2.
Yes.
I don't know if you need to. The guy at the store told me you should play Dragon Age 1. I heard you don't need to play
Two Worlds 2, I think. You don't, like.
But I've also read a bit of reviews saying that you don't need to play it. It's its own game, which it is. But it stinks.
Really, eh?
It's. Okay, so you play. I can't compare it to the first one, but this game, it stinks.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to do that one last time.
Okay.
But when I played the game, you get to choose three characters.
Mm-hmm.
Warrior, Mage, or Rogue.
Rogue, like the girl from X-Men?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. What does she do again? Does she steal powers?
Yeah. She, like, if she touches you, she takes your ability.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. It sucks because she can't, like, finger herself or anything. I guess she could.
She could. She'd just take her own ability.
Yeah.
Which is taking abilities. So does her ability magnify times two?
Whoa, dude. You just blew my mind, man.
So if she... Let's say that she loved this guy.
Yeah.
But his ability is retarded. And she wants to give him
a hand job.
That's
not an ability, that's a disability. True, it is.
Well, so you think.
No, it is.
No. To you and I, we consider disability. But if you were them.
If anything, they are smarter than us.
Hey, actually, I've known some disabled people who are smarter than I am.
Yeah.
That's right.
Neuro shit doesn't count.
So anyway, so like, what if she wanted to satisfy him? But doesn't want the power.
Back to Dragon Age. Let's go over before.
No, this wasn't Dragon Age. That was a choice. Satisfy the guy or don't satisfy him. I satisfied him. Game
good
over.
For you.
All right, so you get to choose the three.
Yeah.
I chose Warrior because it's like pre-order your game and you get the Sword of Adahadaha.
Yeah.
And you get the Shield of Adahadaha.
Yeah, names you can't pronounce.
Like, you know, mages don't use shields and swords,
mm-hmm.
according to Magic the Gathering. actually, maybe they do. And then rogues use bows and daggers.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So they can't use. So I'm like, okay, you know what? For my first time playing, I'm going to use a warrior so I can use my shield and thing. Also, the fact that I got my Dead Space 2 armor.
Yes.
Which is I then take a photo. Warrior, yes. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, so you're twisting my arm. I am the warrior. I am the warrior.
Yeah.
So now I'm the warrior, and I'm like, all right, where the fuck am I? So they have a leveling up system, which is great. I thought 20 was the max because the achievement is reach level 20.
Yeah.
So you're like, 20, that's it? There's so many, like, honestly, dude.
Okay, before you go into that, what's the storyline?
I don't fucking know.
Oh, really? It's like two, okay.
It's one of those games where you're like, what? Your town gets attacked, right? Your town gets attacked, and then you end up fleeing your town, but then your brother dies.
It's, yeah, it kind of reminds me, like, I haven't played it, but the way it looks reminded me of Two Worlds 2, in which the storyline is, like, go find your sister, but halfway through the game, you're like, wait, what was I supposed to do?
I don't know what the hell's going on. Like, the words they use, like, the armor for Dead Space 2, it's called Sir Isaac.
Yeah.
But it's not the Sir that we would think. It's S-I-R, but it's S-E-R, because it's short form for Sarah, which I guess is a human term.
Okay.
Other, like, creatures are like, ah, oh, Sarah miserario. It's all like,
right.
What the... Anyway, so you play the game. Apparently, if you choose a warrior, your brother dies. You choose a mage. You choose whatever, right?
Yeah.
So right off the bat, you get to play a round, which is nice. They teach you to say, you know, leveled up. Oh, go to this screen to add attributes and blah, blah, blah. So put it this way. This game is very, very, very micromanaging.
Yeah.
You got 5 points. Now you get to choose where you want to put it between these 16 things. Do you want to be stronger, faster, smarter, uglier?
Bigger, stronger, badder.
You could choose, like, where you want it, right? And each one does its own thing. Like, they have, for example, like, strength.
That was a Daft Punk reference, by the way.
Or Kanye West Daft Punk reference.
No, no. Well, yeah, both. Yeah,
kill me.
Fine. I do anything for a Klondike.
A Klondike?
Yes.
What would you do for a Klondike bar? But, yeah, so it's like, for example, strength. If you put points into strength, it benefits warriors because it makes them stronger. For all other classes, it does dick all.
Yeah.
It tells you that kind of stuff. So, for the first, I've only played 10 minutes of gameplay, spent 50 minutes trying to find out, okay, I'm a warrior, where should I put my points? Okay, so I finally put the points, and congratulations, now you have abilities to choose from.
So there's a lot to do.
It's all micromanaging to the max.
Yeah.
Right? And I don't know how the first one is, so it's like, you know, I have abilities. So, your main character, instead of having a few good abilities to choose from, they have, like, you could be a guy who uses a shield and a sword. Okay, simple, with 10 moves. You could be a guy who does double hand sword. Mm-hmm. You could be a guy, a vanguard. You could be a reaver. You could be whatever.
Holy
you could
fuck.
Be whatever.
It seems
you
overwhelming.
Could, you, that's exactly what it was. It's like, choose an ability. Like, it was so, like, I sat there reading each one, because it's one of those games where you don't want to make the wrong choice. You don't want to be like, oh, I should have been the vanguard.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm like, okay, what does this move do? Uh-huh. What does this move do? And I started playing at 6 o'clock when I got home, whatever. What does this move do? 4 in the morning, I gotta go to bed. So when I finally figure out what I want to do, I'm like, okay, well, the pre-order gives you a shield and a sword. I'll be this guy that uses shield and sword. That has to be great. So I learned those moves. All right. What do you mean? I gotta do this for all my other teammates?
All right, well, they all level up differently?
They all level up, but each class has their own set of skills.
Okay.
So it's like, mage, you can use ice, or fire, or entropy, or blah, 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 or warrior. I'm like, what? Okay, so I don't want to make the wrong mistakes. So let me find out what each one does. Fire does. Oh, fire. I didn't think of that one. So they do all this stuff. A lot of it's useless. And then my next character is a rogue. And I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. It got to the point after, like, 18 hours of playing, I just, why does, like, auto-select?
Yeah.
Is it for you? I'm like, why? I didn't care, except for my character. So you're going through the game. It seems like a World of Warcraft or, you know, Gears. I would say Gears of War, sorry. Guild Wars, or that type of game where you just...
Well, like I said, it reminds me of Two Worlds 2 from what I've seen. The way, the style, the way that it's played.
Yeah, I didn't really get to play, you know, you played Two Worlds, so you would probably know more.
Yeah, but it's a lot of micromanaging. It's a lot of, like, unnecessary things
you
gotta
do.
But
I think
do.
This is totally micromanaged. I think even Two Worlds 2 would be not even considered micromanaging compared to this.
It was really overwhelming when I played Two Worlds 2 because it was like, I don't know, there's just a lot of things, like your shield in your right hand or left hand, your fucking knife in your toe, or like, it's like, this is very, a lot of information that you're giving me that I don't need. And it sounds like that kind of thing.
So, okay, so because I was the first time playing games like this on a console, on the computer, I played many games like that, and it's easier to play that way. But on a console, I've never played, so I'm new to this, so I can't necessarily say the fact that it's too much makes it a shitty game.
Yeah.
Because it's not. They give you a lot.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't mean it just means that you have to focus on
learn
more.
It,
yeah.
Right? It's like when you play Team Fortress 2, you're like, what? How do you get out of this place? Yeah. Oh, this isn't a door?
Yeah, that was dumb.
So it's like, that was dumb. So I'm playing. The only thing I can think of that I don't really like right off the bat for skill selection is for the mage. Usually fire and ice is a big thing. Like fire and ice is two separate things. So they kind of combine, and it's like you get two fire moves to choose from and two ice moves. That's it. Mm-hmm. Everything else is all like your enemies become dizzy and staggered and disoriented and flattered and sleepy. It's like, I don't care.
And dopey. And
I want, you know, when I picture a mage, I picture Eleviosa, whatever, it's a Harry Potter thing. I expect giant nuclear missiles just launching and killing people and the satisfaction, right? No, it's just like, fire! Ha! And you're like, whatever. That's nitpicking at that point. They could have done a lot more on that, especially coming from
games. How's the gameplay? Because it seems like it should be a PC game more than anything. Would you say?
No. I don't know how the PC one is going to be. Apparently, the way they lay out their skills are different.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like it's not the fact that it's on a console that it was done wrong. The game itself was done wrong.
How so?
This is the same company that does freaking Mass Effect.
Oh, is it? BioWare, that's right.
I, like, jerk off to Mass Effect. Yeah. I bought the first game, the DLC. I bought the DLC before I bought the game.
Yeah, that's on the podcast, right? Too, so.
And I bought the second game, and I love the story. I played it over and over again, and I love it.
Yeah.
So I'm BioWare, like, from experience with Mass Effect, I would have thought they're more focused on the story. This game, I don't give two shits at. Like, I don't really give a shit.
You're just kind of playing to get over with.
I'm somewhat playing to get over with. Because you're playing the game, and it doesn't tell you the main, like, you get quests. As soon as I started the game, it's the fact that I got all these pre-order bonuses.
Yeah.
My quest is, like, popping up for the good 10 minutes, saying you could claim these here, whatever, right? So I'm like, okay. Then, you know, select opens up your map, and it's the map fine, it's okay, you can deal with it. But when you get to the bigger map, where you get to select what city to go to, where the quests are located, they don't tell you what the main quest is.
Oh, they do the same thing to World 2.
So let's say you wanted to do something called Lost Puppy, and something else called The End of the Game. You thought, okay, the end of the game is the end of the game. I'm not going to do that. I'll do Lost Puppy. And then not realizing Lost Puppy was the main mission, and you just beat the game, it's like, fuck, I could have done the end of the game.
I know exactly what you mean.
So you're all like, okay. So
Fallout kind of guilty of that.
So you're going to have to press start, go to your journal, the layout's kind of like Mass Effect. So you press start, you go to your journal, and it shows main plot, secondary, companions, blah, blah, blah. So what the game does as well is they kind of take the Mass Effect thing where you can build relationships in the game, which is kind of my group. I don't know what the fuck's wrong with them, but you do one thing, someone else gets pissed off. It's like you got a warrior.
So it's like Mass Effect in a way that
they're trying to go down the same path, but
where you like character development, but not.
Oh, but yeah. So you would think, but there is no character development.
Because even in Mass Effect, I played the game and. Like, I'm not a huge fan of it, but even I know who Commander Shepard is. I don't know the guy's name from Dragon Age.
Hawk.
Hawk?
That's his last name.
Hawk?
Hawk.
Hawk.
H-A-W-K.
Hawk. That sounds like when I'm like outside having a cigarette, and I'm like, Hawk.
It's Hawk. I forgot his first name because I didn't really care. Sir
I.
Hawk.
Wow.
I Hawk.
Hawkeye.
Hawkeye.
Hawkey.
So, but I'm still somewhat going on the pre-orders.
Ignore the pre-order.
I want to. This pre-order, one of them was if you pre-order whatever, the signature edition, which I got, you get something called the Mabari dog.
Okay.
Okay. You know those bodybuilders who take shitloads of steroids and they're bigger than a house?
Mm-hmm.
This dog is that house.
Fair enough.
It's a big fucking dog. And it's cool that you can have it with you. So you're like, get him, boy. And it's like, rawr! Right? So it's kind of neat. And guess what I named it?
Rocky.
Snoop.
Snoop?
Snoop Dogg.
Oh. I thought you named it after your dog.
No, because it looked nothing like my fucking dog. You saw my dog. This dog looks like it could kill you.
Yeah.
Right? And the fact is, like, because the one part of the game is like, oh, I hate that dog. He's like, call it by its name. And the default name was dog, and I was tempted to put dog. But I'm like, what should I name him? So I'm like, Snoop. Izzo.
Snoop Izzo. All
right. Right? So it came with a lot of shit. So I finally make it to my house after some shit, boring-ass story, making it to the city. And I go open up my chest full of all this shit. 90% of that stuff doesn't apply to me because I'm a warrior. It's like, oh, congratulations, the staff of Partha Parath. You have to be a mage. Oh, the only thing that applied to me was a sword, the shield, a few swords, and the Isaac armor, the Sir Isaac. I'm like, oh my god.
Does that look cool at least?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
But I was quite disappointed because it's like, in order to wear it, you have to have a certain amount of points so you can
just wear a suit that powerful right away.
But it's not level. But it's not that powerful though. That's the problem. It like at the beginning, it somewhat is.
Mm-hmm.
But at the point that after I got that suit, I went outside. I kicked a can. It's like plate armor. Isaac armor is like 50. This is like 300. It's like, oh. But I like my Isaac armor. Nah. So I'm using it even though like it's not the best.
It just looks cool.
It just looks fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Like it looks like Isaac's armor. Except the front doesn't glow, but everything else does.
Yeah.
So that's neat. So I'm like, all right, sword, shield, whatever.
Remember, I have that code if anyone wants it for Dragon Age.
Expire soon. So they have. I think it expires by the end of this month.
Okay, so if you wanted that Dragon Age, if you want that Isaac suit for Dragon Age, let me know. I do have the code, and I will send it to you. Free of charge.
Free of charge. Shipping and handling included.
Yes, so.
It's a code.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I got this suit. I'm all happy and everything. And then, so you're going along, and your sister in the game, she survived, whatever. So she's my mage. I kind of wanted to bang her.
Oh, so she does your beds and clean your dishes?
That's right. She is my mage.
Oh, mage. Sorry, yes.
I personally wanted to bang her.
Your sister?
Yeah. And I know we're borderline here.
Wow!
But no, there's a reason for it, okay?
Uh-huh.
One of the achievements in the game is start a romance and, you know, eventually have a lover, right? Your sister is an option.
Was the achievement called incest?
No, it's something like insect, I think. I don't remember. No, I'm kidding. But, you know, it is one of the choices, whatever. Because the reason why...
That is probably one of the strangest things I've ever heard.
The game is very open because you could also marry a guy and have sex with a guy.
Can you marry a horse?
Yes, you can.
Really?
No.
Okay.
I don't know. I haven't completed the game just yet. Right. So your sister. The thing is, she's your sister, and you know she has a good relationship with you. So she's already at full. Like she's already friendly to you. Everyone else is all like, "Hi, help this little boy." One guy's like, "Oh, you did a great job. +10 for him." That one's like, "Why did you save him? -5. Why are you so confusing?" Right? I just don't like the
life
way.
Is confusing. Right?
Exactly. So, but what I learned, no matter you know straight or gay.
Mm-hmm.
To save a friendship, go gay.
Wow.
One of the points in the game was this guy was mad at me, no matter what the fuck I said to him. Uh-huh. And there was an option to flirt with him. So I'd be like, because he'd be like, "My staff is sore." And I'd be like, "Would you like me to rub it?" Something along those lines. He'd be like, "Oh, you're kidding me, right?" And then I'd go to the choice, "Not now," type of thing, right? Kind of like, I'm gay, but not gay.
Uh-huh.
Right? And then after that, it'd be like, +15, right? So I learned, you know, just go gay even if you're not. It always works out in any game, even in Mass Effect, all that shit. So, but the poor character development. And I'll tell you why. It's not really a spoiler because I fucked up in the game. I was playing the game, and before I went to this deep road expedition that took 7 years to get to in real lifetime, your mother goes, "Please don't..." She goes, "Please don't bring your sister. She's all I have left." And I'm like, "But I'm your son. I am your fucking son."
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, "Please, she's all I have left." And... if you're playing this game, and I'm telling you this too, if you're playing the game, listen to what the game's trying to tell you. She's telling you a reason, don't bring your sister for a reason. I don't fucking know. I'm like, "Fuck you, bitch, she's my mage. She goes where I go." Because I'm guy with shields, you know, feather duster. So I bring her with me, you're going through the mission. When you get to the end, all of a sudden, "I am dying, brother." "No, don't die." Cutscene, you're at home. Like, seriously, like that. He's like, "Please don't die on me." She's like, "I've been caught by the blight." The end. What? My sister's not dead, is she? Load game. Oh my god, I didn't save for 6 days. So she dies just like that. No explanation, no nothing.
Okay, that's kind of
That's kind of like, my sister is dead. Nothing. Not even, "Please tell mama I love her. Please. Jack, don't leave." Nothing. It's just all...
This game sounds very boring.
It's... Oh my god. All I go around is just keep pressing A. Because I made the mistake, since I had the pre-order bonus of the shield and sword, and I put all my points in just getting the Isaac armor... My guy, it's like I could spit more damage at you.
Oh, so there's no...
So I'm like, die! One damage. Right? And everyone else is all like, 1,000 damage, 800 damage. So I'm the guy who just stands there while everyone kicks their ass.
Yeah.
And it's boring. I don't like that. So the game is extremely boring. So I go every battle like, "There he is! All right, guys, go ahead, hit me. He's so strong. Whatever, right? But I was just honestly so surprised, and I was pissed off because my sister's dead. My number one mage is dead.
Mm-hmm.
Who the hell am I going to use? So you have other choices, whatever, right? And then that's when I learned from my error later in the game. There's another choice where it's like, you must enter this guy's dream. Ooh, magic. And then
we're not getting into too much spoilers, though.
It's not really spoilers, right? well, you.
Or without saying the plot of the game.
It's not really the plot. These are like the side missions that I don't know if it's the main story or not.
So
I'm trying to kill time here. We still have like 40 minutes to go, and we have nothing else to talk about.
We've got Ninja Turtles. Don't worry.
Oh yeah, okay. So maybe I should wrap up.
So
I'm looking at the time. Oh my god, I got to talk for at least half hour. Stretch the shit out.
No,
of this
you
game.
Don't. So is the gameplay fun though?
No, it's not.
It's not fun, eh?
It's not fun at all. You walk around.
Right now, someone out there is going, what? I can't believe
maybe
you just said that.
Maybe I'm going to play the game as a mage. Maybe it'll be a lot fun because I can actually do things.
Yeah.
But as my current state, missions are so disorganized. It's everywhere. You don't know what you're doing. There's so many languages and references.
And you're like
you don't
an OCD
know.
When it comes to games. So well, of course. If you don't know, I fucking as hell
like,
don't.
I guess I'm learning the game to on the sound of play because apparently you could...
How many hours are you in right now?
Oh, I don't fucking know. Actual gameplay probably like 2. Actual time probably like 12.
Yeah.
Right. But there's a lot of things you need to learn as well. Is like you can the micromanaging, like I was saying, is you need to program. Like it's as if I'm a programmer, my team how to fight.
Yeah.
The defaults are like, I'm an idiot, and you're like, what the fuck? So you have to go to tactics and say, if there's an enemy, one of them use this move. If there's two of them, use that move. If there's no enemies, target yourself to do this move. Like it's really that, and I'm like, what? Once I finally learned, because most of the time they're all, like, since I'm the guy who tanks it, like, sometimes they don't go for me and they're like, hey, I'm going to go for the weakest girl. Dead. I'm like, whoop, there goes my achievement. Load game. So, and then you learn you could program them to heal themselves and all that.
So the gameplay is, I guess, just
shitty? It's just boring. So
what
far.
About graphic-wise?
How graphics, it's nothing new.
Nothing good. Nothing to go crazy
The cinematics,
about.
I honestly think I would love to record or even watch it in HD. The cinematics is fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
That's what games should look. That's part what the PS3 looks like.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, like the cinematic of the actual trailer.
What about voice acting and music?
Voice acting's not bad. Yeah. I kind of like that guy the way of my... He reminds me of a young Sean Connery.
Sean Connery.
Yeah, it's like he's just
that's
like...
Special.
But I will help you. Sean Connery.
He says his name
that's
every time.
That's all he says, right? So, like, the voices are great. The gameplay's meh. A lot of things that they do in the game, like, I have a feeling they just slapped this and just launched it.
Probably.
Because in games, for example, like World of Warcraft, Guild Wars, stuff like that, you find fucking dirt of Elrond. To you, that probably doesn't mean anything, but you can use, gather 14 dirt of Elrond, the spit of Jesus, and combine it to make the orb of Shitlock.
That's the best sandwich.
Right, you know what I mean? You could do shit like this. This game, you found dust, you found pebble, you found iron, you found steel, you found broken short. None of that does anything.
So it's like the Bulletstorm commercial. Duty calls? You found a notepad?
Yeah, you find things, but even it's iron. You found the broken sword of God. You're like, oh my God, can I repair it? No, it's trash. You can't do anything.
So why pick it up?
That's the thing, to sell it. Okay, so that's a way of making money, but why the, like, really? Why can't I sell things I find that I can use? Any armor that I find... in the game, you can't put on your teammates. I found the, you know, robe of maging power of the coolness. Oh, I'm not a mage, but my teammate is. Here you go. I cannot take this. Why can't you take this? I cannot take this. Fucking take it. I cannot take this. sell. Any weapons you have, you can give to them, but it's like, sell.
So
they add shit that you don't need.
So the game is boring. It's pretty much a filler.
You see from a distance sparkles. Usually in games when you see something sparkling, it's like, my God, you can pick it up. So you run through mountains of trolls and you finally pick it up. It's like, end cap. I'm trying to think of something. So it's like, bottle cap. There you go. Bottle cap. It's like, can I do something with this? No, you can't. Sell it.
Bottle so cap and Fallout is currency.
I know. But I just wrap it all up.
Well, no, before you get to that.
But I'm not actually going to wrap it. Okay, fine. Go.
So you said the game is boring. The
game is boring.
It's
the voice acting is pretty good.
It's pretty much a filler.
They add a lot of filler.
Surely this game has no glitches, right?
Oh, they totally have glitches.
What was the one you encountered yesterday?
The fact that the game is so odd that... Or I'm so awesome because of my Sir Isaac costume that no one wants to fight me.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to progress in the game, I got to kill the enemies in the room to go on ahead. But I can't kill them because they don't want to fight. So I go into a room and there's at least 30 guys. And I'm like, ah, this is it. Ah, I get the show. And then the first guy attacks me. I kill him. Swing. And he's like, ugh. Everyone else is all like, do we attack him? And I'm like, swing. So no one falls.
Yeah.
And I'm like.
So they just froze, I guess?
They just stood there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, check every single room in the whole entire. I'm like, how do I? I can't get out. So I load my game, which was like 4 hours behind that. I'm like, no, you gotta be kidding me. But so there is some glitches, and you know what? Every game has glitches.
Yeah.
We'll deal with it. Except Dead Rising 2 had a lot of glitches.
It is.
Whatever, we'll deal with it.
Yeah. Sounds like this game has a lot of glitches.
They tried adding runes and like things, armor enchantments. Okay, I haven't tried that out yet, but I get it. You put armor enchantments, because I don't want to mess up my Sir Isaac armor, so I don't want to touch it. Just leave it, it's perfect. They also, you can create your own potions, so you can find ingredients, which is fine. Because BioWare is not the same company that does Tools 2.
No, that was South Peak Studios.
Okay, so it's like, you can make potions, that's great, the aspect is great, and I've made a few potions. But it's like, you find so many potions that you don't need to make potions. Right? So it's like, okay. So, it's just a big mess.
Yeah.
It's just really a big mess. I see where they're going at. This would make a good PC game if they spent more time. Like, it could be, like, not necessarily the next...
Well, I thought Dragon Age was like an MMO. That's
well,
I
it is, but except the MMO part. Because it's multiplayer online.
There's no online?
I was really... I swear to God, I'm like, please let there be online so I could be my warrior. Because that was something that was really, really fun for me in Guild Wars. Was when you... Because you could play the story and join other teammates. When there's other teammates being like, we're looking for a warrior who's able to do this. And you're like, ooh, I'm a warrior who can do that. It's like, come join us. And we all talk and have fun. I'm like, please let there be online for that purpose. You can play the fucking story in a group. No, you can't do that. There's no fucking online.
There's no online at
all? No online at all.
Wow, I'm surprised. So, I thought there would be.
I got the Signature Edition. I got a shitload of pre-ordered stuff, which is awesome. I can only use like 5 of them per class. Whatever. I get an awesome-ass dog, which I don't use because it takes up a slot in your skill.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you can have a dog or you can have a sword that crushes people's faces. The dog. No, I'm kidding. Okay. So you can have a cool dog. I have the DLC, which is like the White Prince of Albion.
Sure.
Whatever. It's extra mission. The gameplay is boring. Everything looks alike. Like, you can spawn in the city. So it's like, choose where you want to go. Okay, I choose to go to the city. You go in the city, and there's 14 arrows that lead to where you want to go. So you go to the arrow, whatever, but it leads back to where you selected from in the first place. You're like, what? I'm confused. The quests, there's so many glitches. So many glitches, guaranteed. And the two biggest ones, and I'm guilty for one of them. That's why I'm like not defeated. One of them, which I didn't want to do because it was unfair, which is when you have a side quest and you want to redeem your prize, you pull out your sword. Right before your guy puts the sword away, you accept the reward.
Mm-hmm.
Keep pressing A after that, and you get all the money, all the XP you want. Keep pressing, and you keep getting it over and over again. I'm like, I don't want to do that because it's unfair. It doesn't make the game balance. Another one, which I did because it pissed the shit out of me, which is that glitch is kind of like you kind of have to know what you're doing. But this other glitch, it's like, it does it for you. Anytime you equip a shield, it's like your stats go up, like, let's say 1% armor,
okay.
Like 200. When you take your shield off, the 200 comes off, but the 1% stays on. And all you gotta do is keep putting it on and off, on, and your armor just keeps going higher and higher and higher.
Oh, really? Wow.
It just keeps going higher and higher. So, because there was this mission I did, I go in there, it's like, hey, what's up? Jizz in your face, dead. I'm like, what? I just got here. So I'm like, you know what? Boost my armor a bit. So I boost my armor a bit, and I beat it. So right now, everyone else is fucking weak dirt. So they're like, I'm like, oh, man, I can't die. I could, but whatever. So there's those are huge glitches. Those are ones that change the fucking...
ruin a game,
In Mass Effect 2, there was a glitch like that, but they updated a patch to fix it.
So maybe they're going to do that. Of course, everyone
relies on patches.
But
they're not
going to
fucking do it. They're not going to do it, because it's like... Well, I guess the game's only been out for like a week.
Yeah, so...
But I think these are huge... By this point, you've already maxed out the glitches. Like, what's the point?
Yeah.
So... Besides the glitches, story, I really don't care because they use words that either you have to understand part one or you just have to really pay attention.
They know the world of...
You have to be in that world.
Yeah.
Mass Effect 2, they talk English. You get the
concept... They speak English.
They speak English. In this game, it's all like, I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. I really don't care.
Yeah.
There's no connection between people. People die left and right. Your mother's murdered, raped, drugged, whatever. And you're just like, do I continue?
Mm-hmm.
So right now, I'm just trying to get to the end. And
so,
I don't know where the fuck the end is.
So to wrap this up, because it's a lot longer than I thought it would be,
what would you give the game out of 10? I'd probably give it like... Only on the aspect of the fact that I haven't beaten the game yet, and the fact that I probably haven't tried to understand the story. I actually tried a little bit. I'd probably give it like a 4.
A 4 out of 10,
It's not worth the $69 I paid, put it that way. It's
and you got extra shit, too.
Well, the extra shit's nice, but it's like...
But ignoring the extra shit, the game itself...
It's not great. It's poorly made. It seems very, very rushed. And someone for a company that made Mass Effect, I have higher expectations, and they did not meet.
Yeah.
I understand the concept they're going at, which is great if done successfully, but no. Giving the user or the player the choice, or no, making them, you know, take care of, you know, your teammates, making them tell them what to do type of thing, without giving them the choice, they're going to be auto. It's you either tell them what to do or they're fucked. There's times they just stand there and you're getting like butt raped and they don't do anything. So it's like giving you the choice, they should have given you the choice instead of making you do it. For the company that, you know, did Mass Effect 2, which is a great storytelling in my opinion, don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, so...
They just flopped left, right, and center, adding items that do shit. You know, even the pre-order bonus, I expect a little bit more. You give you awesome armor that you have to work so hard to get to, and then as soon as you step the door, you kill an enemy, you get armor that's better.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
That doesn't make any sense. So you're giving the game a 4 out of 10.
I'm giving it a 4. I am not amused.
Surprised. Wow.
But I do like the time. Like, I do like the time.
the
medieval time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, wenches and stuff, and it's kind of cool. And I like the fact that you can swing a sword and armor and all. Everything looks cool. The armor looks nice. The design looks nice for the equipment and stuff. But that's not what I'm paying to play.
So, Paranerds.com official statement is 4 out of 10.
I'm
going to
say
4.
Unless I play the mage and I really enjoy it. Because like I said, from the playing as a warrior...
No, the game should just... You should not be playing as anything else. The game is
a total
package.
The game is supposed to encourage you to play more times.
Well, I mean, regardless. If you play a game once, it's not your cup of tea.
But playing as a warrior, I was not satisfied. But if... Put that aside, warrior range or whatever. The game itself, I'd probably say a 5. But the fact that I wasn't having any good time at all as a warrior...
Are you having fun at all?
I did at first.
Or are you just doing it just to pass time?
I did it at first, but now I just want to end it, and I just don't know when it ends, because it doesn't tell you what the main things are, so I have no idea what the fuck's going on.
4 out of 10. Damn.
4.5. I'll sell for that. 4.5? 4.
Hey, man, which one is it?
4.5. Do we do halves on this show?
Sure.
All right, 4.5.
4.5 out of 10. Okay, wow, that was a long review. Right.
Now we killed our time.
All right, so that was your thing. You gave it a 4.5 out of 10. Up next, we'll be talking about Ninja Turtles.
What, still?
Your arcade game.
We're done.
Nope, that's because you took a long time with that review. Up next, Ninja Turtles 2.
You asked, I delivered.
Delivered my ass, baby.
You, as I said, your ass, I delivered.
Oh, nice.
Are you loud, obnoxious, or opinionated? Do people say you put your 2 cents in where it isn't wanted? Well, come on down to the community where we'd love to hear from you. We've got articles on video games, Dungeons & Dragons, and Magic the Gathering, and our staff is always open to suggestions for something new. No credit, no problem. Also, if you stop by now, you're just in time to get your submissions in for the monthly Communitarian of the Month contest. If your rant, review, or gaming feature is chosen by our panel of crack journalists, we feature your work on our whole main page for the whole month, and even do an interview of you to introduce you to the entire NAC community. So don't let the oppressor get you down. Just hop on over to the community and join in all the sweet, sweet bliss. Resistance is futile.
Hey, we're back. So yeah, like we said, there was no rant from InControl 88 this week, but I'm sure there'll be more later. It's hard to come up. I know it's hard to come up with ideas. So like, I was talking to Mishy on Facebook, and I was like, I'm surprised you've come up with as many as you did. Like, coming up with ideas is fucking hard to do. But you can check out the InControl 88 at the community, which is InControl88.wordpress.com. And he was also a guest of.
Hey, or you could join us at Paranerds.com. Join the team. Come on, start recruiting people.
Recruiting people? No, I'll do that in the summer.
Why in the summer?
Because I have no time to, like, whatever.
I guess, go through resumes and stuff.
Yes. Yeah, of course. And he was actually a guest on a podcast, on a video podcast, on Lords of Tyr, or Tyr, I'm sorry if I'm saying that wrong. It's
Lords of Tyr. Get it right.
It's like a Dungeons & Dragons kind of community, so check those guys out, too. I watched a video podcast. I'll put a link at the bottom. He's a guest on it now, too, so support him. I really appreciate that. All right, so we're back, we're going to be doing a retro relapse, mostly because I didn't write any articles besides what happened in Mortal Kombat.
And I took up a good chunk of our time.
Yes, you did.
You ask, I delivered.
Yeah, I
know. Your ass,
I know. I got it. So we're going to be doing a little retro relapse, a little retro review, like we said we were doing more often. And the game we're going to be talking about today is...
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles
2.
The arcade game.
Reshelled.
In 3D! No, it's not.
I just thought I'd say.
So we were playing this game last week, testing out the DVD recorder, right?
And it worked.
So, it worked to a certain extent.
It worked.
It worked, recorded, but my computer's being... Anyways, about the game, going back to the topic here. So, have you played this game in the past?
Yeah. Like,
okay,
like
so...
10 years ago.
Yeah, I remember I played the actual arcade of Ninja Turtles. I was a fucking huge Ninja Turtles fan as a kid.
Oh, don't flatter yourself.
I was huge as a kid.
I'm huge too. You want to see?
Who's your favorite turtle?
Leonardo.
Really? I thought Donatello.
No, I chose Donatello because everyone else chose Leonardo.
But Donatello invents shit. He's
I know, because everybody chose Leonardo. Wait. You would have you who would choose Michelangelo.
Michelangelo.
And then you would have, like, whoever's with us usually choose Leonardo. And I don't like Raphael. So I would choose Donatello.
You don't like Raphael? He's awesome. He's so badass.
Depends what versions you look at.
Fair enough. Yeah, in the games, he sucks. His weapons suck. Yeah.
Donatello's probably the best one. But, yeah, Donatello's cool. He's an inventor and everything, but I didn't have much choice to choose him.
Mm-hmm.
But Leonardo, I think, is cool because he has two katanas.
Yeah, obviously, if you grew up in, late 80s, early 90s, you grew up with Ninja Turtles. Like, they were the fucking shit, right?
They were the turtle shit.
They were the coolest thing around. And I had so many Ninja Turtle toys. I had Ninja Turtle stockings.
Ninja Turtle underwear.
Turtle underwear. I was Ninja Turtle for Halloween, which for some reason...
Which was you in a green shirt?
No, not even. It was me with a plastic sheet over my chest, which just had the picture of the Ninja Turtles on it.
Shitty costume. I would have thought it would have been the shell... But it's like
not
a,
even.
You put
it was
over.
Just a piece of plastic with the picture of the Ninja Turtles like, coming
you.
Out of the sewer.
And a mask.
And a mask. I did have a mask. Yeah. So that was me as a Ninja
that
Turtle.
That was you as a Ninja Turtle advertising
the Ninja Turtles. Yeah. So I had everything for the Ninja Turtles.
You even had the Ninja Turtle like handheld game.
Which one?
The one that looked like a fucking...
The LCD screen?
The back skateboard
in the day?
One.
What
it's a green solid one. It looked like they're playing basketball at one point. They usually made this back then. They had it for basketball. They had it for other racing games. It was green. It was curved like a whatchamacallit. I said it. Kind of looked like the Star Trek symbol. Okay. Triangle, except more curvy.
I don't remember this.
It was green. It was Ninja Turtles.
It was like the old LED, LCD kind of games, right? Like the games were just black lines?
No.
Huh? I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
The background never changes.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's just,
oh, okay.
It's just like black lines
okay,
on
I think
the
screen. I think it was Ninja Turtles basketball, though.
Really?
I have a feeling it was basketball. I don't think it was an actual thing because the background, I remember it looking like a basketball court.
I don't remember that
game
at all.
I remember you had that, though, and I played it, and then it went away. Now I own a new one.
And I had everything Ninja Turtles. So, and as a kid, you want to be a Ninja Turtle. So I remember being at the grocery store. My mom would be doing groceries, and they had a Ninja Turtles
arcade game.
Did you
have a shell of a time?
I did have a shell of a time.
All right.
Because my mom gave me five quarters, and that was all I would have because... I don't know, quarters were hard to come by, I guess. But so I would be there at No Frills, which is the grocery store around here, playing Ninja Turtle the arcade game.
For 25 cents.
Arcade cabinet game. And I loved that game. It was so hard. And I love when someone else would join me and play with me because the graphics are pretty good, right?
And take all your kills. And,
and
what
then
the fuck,
one
man?
Beautiful Christmas morning, I mentioned that I had a Ninja Turtle stocking for Christmas, right?
No, you didn't.
I did.
Now you do.
But so I had a Ninja Turtle stocking, and my mom put the Ninja Turtle box, the arcade game for Nintendo, in that stocking. And I'm like, I had the Ninja Turtles game, the one I played at the arcade. I have this game at home with more levels. I'm talking about the one from Nintendo here, right?
All
right. So... so I played that game, and you know what? As much as I love that game, I fucking love the shit. The music's fantastic. The graphics weren't as good as the
arcade.
But there were more levels. I think there were five extra levels in it. The snow level. Do you remember that?
Not really.
The snow level, whenever you fight snowmen, is actually robots inside of snowmen.
Oh, okay, never mind. That does sound familiar now.
Yeah, there's more levels in there. And of course, we all would stand in the fire in the first level, the burning building. Which is the music playing in the background right now, if you hear in the background. The burning... Yeah, we still do that now. Remember when you, break the fire hydrant and you stand in front of the water and be like, I'm taking a shower. A turtle
That's
shower.
That's how us ghetto people take showers.
Yeah. There was one... Oh, yeah. The thing about that game is, I never passed it.
Alone.
I never passed it, ever.
Oh, that one specifically.
The
like,
one for...
We
no,
just play, like,
the
two
one for Nintendo.
Ago,
the one for Nintendo without emulators, without save states or ROMs or whatever... Original Nintendo cartridge, I never, ever, ever passed Ninja Turtles.
I wonder if you do it now, if you could.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I have it. We could try it and hook up my Nintendo. That'd be actually pretty fucking cool.
Let's do it. Let's
actually,
have a shell
cool.
of a time.
That would be pretty cool. But yeah, I never, ever passed Ninja Turtles 2. Never. Never seen the ending. We played last week for the Xbox Arcade. I have that game.
Yeah.
And we were playing that online, or we were playing that locally, which was pretty fun. But we passed it right away because there's unlimited continues and...
They make it easy.
They make it, unless you're
we
playing
can never
online.
Play online, though. We never
online, you only
it
have
online.
26 lives, right? 26 or whatever? Is
some,
that,
no,
some,
20, I think.
Is it 20?
Well, not enough. I'll
not
just
enough,
say that.
Yeah. You only have 20
we make
lives.
It to that fucking Iron Man.
Yeah, because he keeps...
And then after
says,
that, there's another
that's another
Iron
thing.
Man.
They change a lot of the things in the arcade with... in the Nintendo version, I forget what level it is, when you're trying to save Splinter... It's not Bebop and Rocksteady you're fighting at the same time. It's Billy Baxter, the fly.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So,
well,
in your
is that
arcade
the right
game,
one where you're on the bridge?
Yes.
And there's that giant dude walking in the background?
Wait, what?
Is that a different?
No, that's you're thinking of Turtles in Time.
That one was my favorite.
Yeah, that was that's everyone's favorite.
This is my favorite.
But Ninja Turtles 2, when they changed a lot of levels between the arcade and the game. So in the arcade, remember when we were fighting Bebop and Rocksteady at the same time?
Yeah.
In the Nintendo version of the game, you're fighting the Fly, Billy Baxter, right?
Okay.
And I don't know, there's just a lot of changes, more characters in the Nintendo version, and that's why I like the Nintendo version better. Even though the graphics weren't the greatest compared to the arcade, because the arcade one looked like the drawings, like the show, the cartoon. The Nintendo one looked like green pixels.
Our show.
It looks like our show, yeah. So, I don't know, I really, really enjoyed it. I never passed the Nintendo version. I want to play it again. Like, I actually, I'm getting all giddy just thinking about hooking up my Nintendo and playing Ninja Turtles.
How much work that is?
Not really.
Okay.
It's
just,
really,
I'm asking, do you know how much
it's really simple. No, the hard part was trying to get Nintendo to work.
Even though we discovered that doesn't really do anything.
Alright, put the game in. Splash, flash. The son of a bitch.
Oh my god, you got the one ring of death. Not a ring, one light of death.
But have you passed the Nintendo 2 game?
Not for Nintendo? For Nintendo, no.
No, it's, I don't even, it's really hard, and I never even seen Shredder in a Nintendo game. Because there's a part in the game from Nintendo that...
The trash can looked like Shredder.
Which trash can?
I don't know.
So when there's a part in the game where you go to, like, I guess you're in Japan or whatever, and, like, the paintings come alive and turn into cougars.
Okay.
That's as far as I've ever made it in that game. That's not even the arcade game. That's a Nintendo-made game. And another cool thing about the Nintendo game was that it came with a Pizza Hut coupon.
Oh, yes.
And the booklet. And the booklet. And I still have that booklet, believe it or not.
But not the coupon.
No, the coupon's in there, too. I think it's Fire 1992 or something.
Go claim your pizza.
And, like, Pizza Hut was all over, like, the place. Like, the Pizza Hut billboard would, like, fall and crush on you. In the arcade, it's absent. It's not Pizza Hut. But in the Nintendo game, it is Pizza Hut all over the place. Just constantly Pizza Hut.
Jeez.
Because you can revive your health with pizza, right?
No, but don't do that. If you need medical attention, please go to a hospital.
Go to a hospital. Or get one of those bracelets, right?
That's true, the super bracelets.
I'm not gonna talk too much about it because everyone's played Ninja Turtles, but I mean, if you haven't played Ninja Turtles, it's still a very fun game. I choose the one on Nintendo, original Nintendo, over the Xbox or the arcade one any day.
That's a shocker.
Because, like I said, the arcade looked better, but the Nintendo one offered a lot more. The multiplayer was a lot more fun, I find.
So the Nintendo do what the 360 don't.
Well, no, the arcade, because the 360, the arcade, is just an arcade port. But it's just still,
do what
but it's still cool
don't.
To own that version of it. Like, yeah. I wish they didn't make TMNT reshelled. I wish they made the arcade game reshelled instead. Like, HD graphics, visuals. I wish
but
they made that one.
But is reshelled the same game?
Reshelled is Turtles in Time, the one you're talking about, with the giant guy in the background.
Graphic. That's cool.
But they fucked up that game completely.
No.
Yeah, they did.
No.
Have you played it?
No. Not that's your question.
No, you haven't? No, I haven't. We should play that after.
You have reshelled?
Yeah, I have reshelled. It was like 200 points. So I picked it up.
Huh.
We'll play that. But yeah, wrapping it up, because it's going kind of long and I'm kind of got a headache. Not gonna lie.
And those ribs ain't gonna eat themselves.
Exactly. So we spoke about new releases, like we always do along with news, your Dragon Age review.
Which is great. I gave it a 10 out of 10.
What'd you give it?
4.5.
4.5 out of 10. I'm
five really, if you're really pushing
it. I'm very surprised. And we kind of touched upon Ninja Turtles a little bit. I promise next week's podcast would be a lot better because this week I have a lot of stuff to do.
Wait, this isn't a good one?
No, it's a good one. It's a good one.
So it's going to be a lot better. You can't keep saying a lot better. Eventually, just the standard will be too high.
It's like light. It's infinite. We can go on forever. Do you really want to live forever? Forever. And ever.
I like
forever
that song.
Forever young. I
think that's going to be my slow song. Would that be appropriate for a slow song with your mom? Not you, me with your mom. Like a slow song with your mom.
I think it's
a beautiful song.
It's a beautiful song.
It actually touches me a little bit. Your mom, not the song.
Oh, okay. Yeah. My mom does that. She's kind of a whore that way. But yeah, wrapping this up. Podcast 48. You can visit us. Subscribe to us on iTunes now that all our podcasts are on it now.
Yeah.
I really suggest you rate it and, you know, comment on it.
Okay.
Again, twitter.com/SpiritNerds, and you like us on Facebook as well. Leave comments, you know, same old stuff that I've said for the last 48 times.
Except,
get
your shits together, because possibly in the summer, we might be hiring.
And by hiring, I mean contributors. We might need contributors.
Free volunteers.
Yes, it looks good on your
resume.
Don't
you want to work for us?
What?
Oh, we just lost 15 people.
Damn, that was fast. So yeah, wrapping this podcast 48, what's on? What am I going to do this week? I am going to try...
Masturbate.
Yes. But I'm going to try to write an article this week. I've been trying to write an article every week.
Can you do
week.
That together?
Yes.
Masturbate with one end, write in the other?
That's what I usually do. And hopefully, I don't know, I'll see what I can do. I have a lot of exams and shit. It's coming close to the end of the school year. And,
oh, you're coming close?
Is it coming?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah, I guess pretty much just keep, you know, tell your friends about us, help us out here. And we'll talk to you guys next week. Anything else you have to say?
Bye-bye!
Bye-bye!
Bye! We shall!
There you go.